We are on Daf Ayin Chesam at Beis that has just finished the Tosfos and on the previous sugya, Rav Chanina ben Akavya said, Loikein Heishiv Rab Gamliel Lachachomim. Rav Yudah said, that Gamliel said, Alachadoshim Anu Boishim. And Rav Chanina ben Akavya said that Rav Gamliel's leikach heish Rav Gamliel lechachamim perish ala ruse shesholu. They asked by an ruse the din should be that should be mechra bottle lehutzach leshivin kedamrinan, like you said before, ala chadoshim anuboishim the tshuva meula v'nitzachas hashivim ala ruse. There's no comparison in a rusa to a nesuim. Nesui zeiche b'mais yedah b'fos nederem b'mtsiyoso. Then the Gemara asked Akashim that we heard the baraisim that of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavye that Rabbi Gamliel said that she's allowed to sell. And that the Gemara est akasha, in the Mishnah it says that the imochro is it's not bottle the mechira, but she's not allowed to sell. So the Gemara had on this kasha two terutz. One terutz, Rabbi Zvid said, we should be geiris in the Mishnah Meicheres. And then we had a second terutz from Rav Popim, that Rav Popim said that the Loshon of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavye, he taka holds that Meicheres. The Mishnah taka says that Davke b'diyeved the mechiras chal, but she's not permitted to sell. That is according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya in the Beraisim holds that afilu lechatchila she's allowed to sell. Then the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, so he holds like Beis Shammai that an arus is allowed to sell. That the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya holds leinech leku Beis Shammai b'silu b'dovosem. Now let us see the next Tosfos. Tni meicheres v'neisenes v'kayim. So this was Rav Zvid's teretz. Rav Zvid said that in the Beraisa it says that Gamliel holds meicheres v'neisenes v'kayim, and so the Mishnah also be geiris that lechatchila she's permitted to sell. Zu hi girsus hakuntris upirish toni b'masnisim. And the Mishnah, we should be geiris, meicheres, v'nisenes, v'kaim. So there's no stir in Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. The koshel Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbeinu Meir, the other Rabbe. If you have a stir, the Mishnah, the Bereis, oyel elagia, ha-Bereis, mikami masnisen. The Mishnah says only b'diyeved the mekeches chal. The Bereis says lachatchila, so we should change the Bereis before changing the Mishnah. Void. Kasha number two, Dimhoyo Magia Baraisa. If you're Magia the Baraisa, and we say only B'diyeved, she's permitted, only B'diyeved the Mekach Eschal, Aviram Gamliel Shape Kibesilu. So it's good, Rabbi Gamliel holds like a Beisilu, that an Aruse Al Kaponim is Lay Simka. Vahashte the Magia Masnisen, now the way Rashi says, Rashi explains when Magia the Mishnah have Rav Gamliel ke Beis Shammai. So then Rav Gamliel is like Beis Shammai. Dile Beis Hillo afilu Beirisin leisimke leschatrila. And here Rav Gamliel says Noflo lo mishanis arso. And the Benisei leschatrila she's allowed to sell. So it's very modern to make such a grace that it'll come out that Rabbi Gamliel is like Beis Shammai. Vo'oid. In kasha number three, ki heichid de porich besomach l'Rav Popim, ורב חנינה בן עקביה כבי שמאי, הגמרא אסתר קודינת הרפופי, סד איזה מחלוקת, רב יהודה אנ רב חנינה בן עקביה, רב יהודה תקא הולדס, דתפקי בדיעבד דמקח אסחל, בי נפלו משניסרסה וניסייס, רב חנינה הולדס, הלכתחילה שזלעת אסלס, הגמרא אסתר, according to Rapope, Rab Chanine ben Akavya Hozak Beishamai, is twee havele mifrich le Rab Zvid, the Gemara should have asked according to Rab Zvid, till the day, according to Rab Zvid, we don't have the teretz that the Gemara answered according to Rapope. Till the day, like lishnuye loinech leku Beishamai Beisilo Bedovozeh, Rapope answered that Rab Chanine ben Akavyoz, there was no such machlokes. The im Rab Chanine, if it says in the Mishnah that Rab Gamliel holds mecheres and neisenes vekaim, that's what it says in our Mishnah. According to Rab Zvid, the Rab Chanine ben Akavyoz, Rab Yudah Shneim lo ishonu plukte de beishame beisilu. Because it says in the Mishnah that Mecheres and Nisenes Vekayim im Kein Mishona. So how did we get in our Mishnah that Beisilu holds Loi Simke? Who wrote this? It's not Rab Yud, it's not Rab Chanina ben Akavya, so who put this in the Mishnah? So therefore, Taisvis does not like Rashi's Pshat. And Taisva says, we have to have a different girsa. V'nire de garsinam t'ni imocho v'nosno kaim u'megiyah ha-baraise. The Gemara de Esther Kashi, we have a stira de baraise on the Mishnah. The baraise says, mecheres, l'chadchile. The Mishnah says, imocho kaim. So the Gemara says, t'ni, make a grais on the baraise, imocho v'nosno kaim. So with this, we solve all the problems. First of all, you magia habaraisa bifnei ha-mishnah. If I can't, the mishnah is correct. Second of all, so now everyone holds like Beis Hillel. So this is gevaldik. With this girsa. But Rabbeinu Chananel Goris, Rabbeinu Chananel had a different girsa. B'masnisin meicheres v'neisenes. Rabbeinu Chananel had his gear said that in the Mishnah it says meicheres v'neisenes l'chapchila. U'bebraise it says imochro v'nosno. U'meshani Rav Zvid t'ni imochro. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel's gear, so we take it change the Mishnah, and everyone holds imochro. Umagia masnisen mikame bereise. Why was he magia the Mishnah mikame bereise? We have a legitimate reason for doing this. Kadesh lalahamid ram gamliel kebei shamai. Because if you're not magia the Mishnah, so it comes out ram gamliel holds like bei shamai, which the Gemara did not want to say. Ubosa hochi porich l'rav pope deloy magiye masnisim. Then the Gemara says, according to Rav Pope, was not magiye the Mishnah. So it comes out the Mishnah says mecheres. The Beraisa says imocho. V'rab Yehuda kibei shamai. So Rav Pope said our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds mecheres. And the Baraisa is going according to Rab Chanina ben Akavi and holds imocha. So then the Gemara asks, according to Rabbeinu Chananel of Rab Yehuda kebei Shammai, legasina Rab Chanina ben Akavi kebei Shammai, because fakert, Rab Chanina ben Akavi says in the Baraisa imocha. No, the Mishnah says mecheres, and that's according to Rab Yehuda. Ulegir sozu, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel's girse loy garsinen bebereise de la'el. So it comes out according to Rav Pope, the Mishnah holds meicheres, and that's Rabbi Yehuda, and the bereise holds according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya imocha. So according to this, legalsinem bebraise de lael, that we had learned yesterday that there was a gils in the beraisa of zu loy simker. Rabbi Yehuda brought down the beraisa that the chachomim tainet ram gamliel, avzu mecha botl. And Ram Gamliel answered, loy simker, but it's mecha kaim ala chadoshim anu boishim. Thomas, but we can't be geirus this according to the Rabbi Nachananel's gears in the Mishneh. Thomas Nisan Ktoni Mecheres Lechatchile. It says Mecheres Lechatchile, so you can't be geirus this. Ula Rav Pope, the Loi Magia Mas Nisan, so Tikshi, so how could it say in the Baraisa? Loy Simka, the Mishnah says Mecher, so therefore you can't be Gerusis in the Barais. Umiyu Koshek Tzas, Eichim Mishani, the Rabbi Yehuda Leinechgo Beshami Besilo Bedovo Zem, Rabbi Yehuda says that never was a Machlekes Beshami Besilo, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would seem from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was aware of this machlekes between Beishami and Beisilu. So how could he himself say that leinechleku? And that's why he holds, Amgulil holds mecheres. Loi ke Rabbi Yehuda veloi ke Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. The Gemara had asked on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had paskened that bein she noflo lo koydim ad sheloy nisalso, bein she noflo lo nechos and mishen nisals, and then v'niseis is habal moitz miyad alakuches. So the Gemara said, who is this like? Loi kerab Yehuda, v'loi b'kerab Chanina ben Akavia. Perish, we're not talking about them, we're talking about the Chachomim. Perish loika omru lefon of the Rabbi Yehuda, that a fulu like the Chachomim, who are choylik Ram Gamliel, the loika omru lefon of the Rabbi Chanina, the Tavayu Moide, both of them are Moide, ba'ad sheloi nis'ar sevenisayis temechokayim. That means the Chachomim, Wachoylik and Rab Gamliel was dafka by Nofululom Mishin Nisasa, Bachelor Nisasa, they're all made that Mechokaim. Le Pligi Elok Shen Nisarso Veniseis. Vaho the Mashmala Kamon Bahakosev. The Achelor Niseis Veniseis Mecho Bottle. That if she yarshend mission is also, Venisa is mechabotl, this nan, it says over there, imkelo makosov lo din udvorim, why did he write din udvorim? Shim mocho venos no kaim. The din udvorim was that it should be mecho kaim. Umuki lo begmor, bekoisov lo voide russo. Imkain oisom de chosom noflu lo, ach shalay niseis. And he said din udvorim mainly. Ubeniseis Ayri, da mashme doichel peres. Umashme, de imloi kosov lo dine dvorim, mechra botel. He wrote the dine dvorim in order that it should be that mechra kaim. Without the dine dvorim, be mechra botel. Heinu kaomru lifne ram gamlil mechra kaim. Bein zwar allein mit das ich habe sein und der Chazal benimmt. We hear in the Mishnah, Mishenisays, Fnoflu lo nechosim Mishenisays. If she yashin nechosim after the Nisuin, Eilu ve'eilu meidim, Sai be shamai, sai be silo amoide she imocha venosno if she sold, or if she gave it away be matone shabal moitzi miyada lakuches. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, leimo tanina letakonas ushe. He says, in our Mishnah, it is telling us, or this is a raya to takonas ushe. To omar rabbi yaisi berab chanine, be ushe hiskinu, in ushe they made a takone, ha isha shemocha benichsei meluk pechaye balo. An isha that sold her nichse meluk b'chaye bal. That means she sold everything. She sold the kalke. She sold the peiris. Umeso. And then she died. So l'chayre, let us just stop and think for 1 minute. So without a takone, what should the halacha be? L'chayre zazay. The kalke, he can't yarshin. Because she sold the kalke. So memeila, the kalke is sold. Now, the peiris was his, Kozman, she was married to him. Now that she died, she's not married to him anymore, so the peiris should belong midina to the lakuches. And that's what should have been. They made a takon in Ushe, Ha'isha shemocha b'nichse meluk b'chaye b'aylo umeso habal moitzi miyad alakuches. And they made a takone ki'ilu the baal is the lekeach rishen. Ki'ilu he had purchased the karka before the lakuches, and everything belongs to him. The karka belongs to him, the peiris belong to him. So l'chayre, this was a very mechudishtik takone that was made in Usha, and that's what it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says she'im b'niseis is elev elu moidim shimocha v'nosno shabal moitz miad alakuches, and the Gemara understood it means she died and he takes everything away from the lakuches mitzat takonis Usha. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is not at all speaking about takonis usha. Masnisen b'chayeho ulepeiris. The Mishnah is speaking about one thing. The Mishnah is speaking about the peiris. He has a schus peiris. As we had mentioned, even though he has a schus peiris, but if she would have sold the peiris, me'iker adin, the peiris would also have been sold. And that our Mishnah says that there's al hachadoshim on uboishim, as Rab Gamliel puts it, but they said the peiris that belongs to him, mitzad the takon of nichsam, look, she can't sell. B'chayeho ule peiris. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. She can't sell the peiris. If she sold everything and she died, no, according to the Mishnah, it could very well be that everything will belong to the lakuches. Takonas ushe, and in ushe they were misakin, begufo shel kalke, ula'acha misem, they were misakin, and afilu she died. And afilu she sold the gufa kalke. So that's also moitzi miyada lakuches, because they gave him a din of lekeach rishon. So there's no raya from our Mishnah whatsoever to takonis usha. Let us see Rashi. Masnisin b'chayel, koma habal moitzi kedei lechol peiris b'chayel. Our Mishnah is speaking about that the schus achilas peiris he has b'chayel. Ula'acha moisa, but according to our Mishnah, when she dies, she's no more his wife, yarzer hakalka lelekeir, together with the peiris lecheira. V'afilu meiso b'chayev lo yirshen habal, afilu she'll die, when he's alive, he won't yarshin her, according with, if don't be any new takonis. Because he can only yarshin what belongs to her. If she sold it, b'chayeho, so he can't yarshin this. But also be'ushe, now they made a takoninushe, v'tikon da'afilu gufo shal karke yerish habal. Loshen Yerish is a little unclear, because they gave him a din lekeach, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, not a din Yerish. There's nafkeminis, they gave him a din lekeach, and Rashi, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra, and Rashi in Dafnun also says, when Rashi mentions Takonis Ushe, so Rashi says, Habal Moitzi de Shivu Rabbonon Kilekeach, Vahu Lekeach Rishon, and this is a Gemara in Baba Basra, Tavkuf Lametes Amet Beis. So Loshen Yerish is a little unclear. Okay, let us see Taisvis. Leima Tanina Litakonas Ushe. So the Gemara wanted to say that our Mishnah is telling us Takonas Ushe. The Gemara understood that what it says about Meitzman Lekuchas means Lachamisosa and everything he takes away, the kalk and everything. Taimo le Rabbeinu Yitzchok. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok asks Akasha. V'atakonas Ushe Havoyi Afilu Benoflo Lo Min Ha'eresin Oikoidem Kidamashme Bachoivel. So before we go into the raya, Taisvis Kasha ended over here. Then Taisvis just proves the Kasha. Taisvis is asking Moira Dike Kasha. And the Kasha is as follows. When we learn the Mishnah tells us there are different stages when she yarshined and what the halacha is. Then the Mishnah goes badroge. If she yarshin the kaidem shenisarso, and she became an arusa, she's allowed to sell it. She yarshined when she became an arusa, so Beis Hillel holds, she's not allowed to sell mekra kayim. She yarshined when she became an nesue, is mekra bottle. So al koponim, we see whatever halacha the Mishnah is speaking about, it depends when she yashined it. That's a critical factor in the halacha of the Mishnah. I says the Mishnah, and forget later we have if Naflo Mishnah Yisalso Venise, so Meram Gamliel says is Mekhokayim. So the halachas are dependent when she yarshin these nechosim. Now let us speak oisim veinik. Tais is going to bring a raya from the Gemara Nachrivu that takonas ushe, that we say that he is a din of lekech rishin, is not at all dependent when she got these nechosim. That means, for all practical purposes, let's say she got these nechosim before the Eresin. Then she became an Arus, and then she became a Nesue. And then she sold it after Nesuin, and then she died. Is Abal Moitzim Yadal Lekuches. So we see Takonas Ushe is not dependent whatsoever when she got these Nechosim. Our Mishnah, whatever the Mishnah is speaking about, our Mishnah says it's dependent when she got the Nechosim. She got before the Eres and after the Eres. So the theme of Taisvis is, so how could the Gemara ever have me that our Mishnah is speaking about the Takonas Ushe? Takonas Ushe doesn't matter when she got it. And our Mishnah says it matters when she got it. That's the theme of Lari. So how could you have a hava mina? It's not a rayan, a dichoy. No, the Mishnah is only speaking about the peiros b'chaya. The Mishnah has to be speaking of the peiros. The Mishnah cannot be speaking about the konas ushe because then the whole Mishnah doesn't make sense. That is Taisvis Kash. Now let's see in the Beinik. Taima l'Rabbeinu Yitzchak. V'takones usha havoi, afilu b'noflo lo min ha'eresin. Oikoidem. Period. That's the kasha. So our Mishnah can't be speaking about takones usha. Now, how do I know this? K'demashma b'choidu. So Tosfos proved it from a Gemara n'choidu. V'kom ha'osom. The Gemara Nachayvu says as follows. Toni Chode, we learned one Beraisim. Avdei Meluk Yoitzim B'Shein V'Ayin Le'isho, Avol Loi Le'ish. Now let us understand this halacha. That there's Avdei Meluk, which are Nichse Meluk, that belong to the Isha, Shiyashin these Abodim, the Baal has a Schus, Peiris, that means that they work for him, but it's har avodim, and they work for him. Now, so who is the bailim legabi shein v'ayin? The din is that it's yaitza lecheiris if the bailim was mitzi the shein v'ayin. So one baraisa says yaitzin leisha avoloi leish. So what does this mean? So that means kinyan peiris. The Baal has the Kinyan Peiris in the Avodim. They work for him. The Ish has the Kinyan Aguf. So Memele. So this Baraisa holds Kinyan Peiris. Lavke Kinyan Aguf. Avdei Meluk Yoitzem Leisha Avaloi Leish. So this Baraisa is Poshet. Now we have a problem with another Baraisa. The other Baraisa says, Vitanya Idoch. Loi le'ish, v'loi le'isha. That doesn't help. So the Gemara wanted to say, so what does this baraisa hold? My love, mar islei takones ushe, amar leslei. That means like this. The second baraisa, who says she has the goof? What'll be if she'll die first? So they gave him a din of lekei achish, and so the goof was his all the time. So it can't be, so who has the goof? I don't know who has the goof. It remains to be seen, but now that the Evet should go out Lecheiris, it can't go out Lecheiris, so I don't know who the Bala goof is. That's one Teretz in the Gemara. And it's a Machloikis, if you hold up Takana Sushi, Malesle. So the Gemara says, Loi, let's not make that a machloikis to annoyim. Takone sushe is a dover muskim. De kul alme islu takone sushe. Kan koidim takone, ve kan lacha takone. He says, the first price is speaking about before they were mesakin takone sushe. So she is the kinyanagu. So memelitz yoitz and leisha. The second price is speaking about after they were Misakin Takonis Ushish already, so he's called Abal Aguf al Takonis Ushish, so it's Loyaitzin Loyleish Vloyleish. Period. Estes. But Kitzer, we see in that Gemara that the Gemara held this Shaila, if it's Ein Yoitzin Leisha, is dependent on Takonis Ushish. If you don't hold of Takonis Usha, is Yoitzin Leisha. You do hold of Takonis Usha, ain't Yoitzin Leisha. So first the Gemara wants to say, the Machloikis, if you hold, or then the Gemara says, no, don't make it like that. This was said before Takonis Usha, this was said after Takonis Usha. Taktois viz, v'amai loy omar, kan shenoflo lo be'erisin, kan shenoflo lo acha nesuin. So if we will attempt to say that the Konis Ushe has the same guidelines like the Kinyan Peres of, that we have in our Mishnah, that Mecha bought, ain Mecha Kayim, that it's totally when she got them, she got it before the Nisuin, after the Nisuin, if we would say that, so we would have a poshut way to fa'em for the two baraises. One barais is talking about she yarshin did before, some mele, then there's no takone sushi. Second barais is speaking about she yarshin did after, so this takone sushi. V'amayloi oma kan shenofla be'iris and kan shenofla achan nesu. So that was the Makar of Taisvis. That Takonis Usha is not at all dependent when she yarshin these nachosim. It is different than our Mishnah. So now we have a Taime. So since I proved from that Gemara that Takonis Usha is not dependent when she got it, and our Mishnah is Muchach, that it is dependent when she got it. So our Mishnah can't be talking about Takonis Usha. So what's the Havamin of the Gemara? Tanina. It's a raya to Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina. V'yesh loima de belat ochi mishani lo shapir. So the Marsho says, he doesn't know pshat and Taisvis. You can learn two ways pshat and Taisvis. One way you could learn that Taisvis means that could be my diik is not a true diik. Could be takonas ushe is also dependent when she got it. Why didn't the Gemara say that? That's must have a different teretz. Kam koydim takonas ushe, kam malacha takonas ushe. The Gemara, you could have said this akimta also. The Gemara could have said this akimta. It's no raya from that what the Gemara didn't say this akimta to your yisayda takonas ushe is not at all dependent. So you can learn the deek from the Gemara Baba Kamishva. You could learn that the argument of Lavochi, well, you could have jumped on his neck. How can you say the Mishnah speak about the Konosusha? The Konosusha is Afilu Shiyarshin Kaidim Nisuin, and the Mishnah says not like that. Lavochi Mishani Shaper. He don't have to. So the Mashor says he doesn't know if Taisus means that the diik is a true diik, but it's not gefelich. The Mos is a different teretz, or maybe the diik bechlal is not a true diik. Fine. Rab Shimon choylik bein nechosim. Now we hear in the Mishnah as follows, and let us just say one thing. Rab Shimon is going. We hear in the Mishnah naflo lo mishni says. That if she yarshin the nechosim, if the nesuin, so then everyone holds that mechabotu, saibe shamai, saibe silu, holds mechabotu. And this halacha, Rab Shimon says, I'd like to elaborate a little. It's not all cases and all times. That din, that if she yarshin the chosim after nesuim, the chachomim gave him a koyach, that mechrobotel is only the chosim yiduim. We'll see in a minute what this means. The chosim that he knew about, those nechosim is mechrobotel. So there it is, loisimke, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The imochro v'nosro is meitz miyad lekuches, that's by the chosim that he was aware of. The chosim that he wasn't aware of, so even though she got it after the nesuin, then is loisimker avol imocha v'nos nokayim. So Rab Shimon is elaborating or being meisiv on the halacha of nafla loimish, and he's telling us it matters. It matters which nechosim. There's nechosim yiduim. This is chosim she'enam yiduim. So now the Gemara is going to explain what's yiduim, what's ain yiduim, and then we also have to understand what's the svara yiduim, ain yiduim. Okay, that we'll see right now in this sugya. Rab Shimon choylik bein nechosim. This halacha of habal moitzim yad lekuchis, he says it matters which nechosim we're speaking about. Eilu hain yiduin, ve'eilu hain she'enim yiduin. Which are yiduin, which are ain't yiduin? Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Yiduin mikarkoi. Nechosim yiduin miskarke. She'enom yiduin metaltalem. That means, karke. Let's see what Rashi says. Now Rashi sheds light on Rab Shimon. Let's see what Rashi says. Rab Shimon Chaylik, Yesh Nechosim Shemecho Kayim, V'yesh Nechosim Shemecho Botel, Yiduin Mikakoi. So now Rashi explains the whole sugya. Par menas oison nechosim nosa. When he married her, he was relying on those nechosim. Lefikoch mecha botu, shoye mitzapa shetipo lo oiso yerusha. That means that when they made the nisuin, he knew she had a rich uncle, and no, you can't live forever. When everyone was saying getilim for the uncle, he held the talibot of mezogin tilim, and he was hoping that nozel shtalben gesunte heit. He has nothing against the uncle personally, and later when they leave over, and she's the yoyrish of the uncle. Baruch Hashem is Hazan the Mefarnes Hasakel and finished. We'll make a teva meitiv and finish. Yarshind, he'll get al kaponim the peiris. He'll get the peiris from these nechosim. That's what he was waiting for. And Achutz Beneiro, that when the uncle died, so all of a sudden she goes and she sells the nechosim. She sells the peiris. Avdusat a gevalt. He was mitzapin neshuin, and then he was mitzapin, and then she goes and sells it. There the Chachomim said, oh no, you won't be such a mechutzit. He was waiting for this. He was relying on this. And so Memele, now you're going to sell the peiris? No, mechabot. No, you're not going to do such a thing. He was that, mas oison nechosim noso. I mean, as she says, al kaponim, this was one of the cheshbonis. Either the Shatchem told him, he told him himself, that he married him because of this, of the rich uncle. The Fikach Mecha Botu Shayim Metzapa Shatipolo Isa Yerush. But, that's Kalke. Kalke, everyone knows. Metaltalim is not so Yadua. So Memele, if the rich uncle left over Metaltalim, no one knows exactly Metaltalim. So we can't say he was Metzapa for that. So Memele, Loi Simke, it's not nice to sell it, he has a schus achilas peiros, but if she sold it, he wasn't relying on this azoi b'chol levovoi, there it's mechakayim. That's what Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina says. You do him mekakoi, shen you do him etaltro. No, that's called Yiduim. That means he knew the uncle, even he didn't have any kakais. He knew the uncle was a millionaire. He had bank accounts all over the world. That's called, he was metzape for that. That's called Yiduim. The Eilu Hein She'enom Yiduim. Kol She'yeshev is Kan. V'noflo Nechosim B'medinus Hayom. She had an uncle in Alaska that he never knew about. Does it not know? Dinis Hayom, she has an uncle. That's called Einam Yiduim. So what is the mail of Einam Yiduim? So the mail of Einam Yiduim was, so you can't say, Noso Aldas, he didn't know, who knows about these Nechosim. So Memele, so here, Chazal did not put their foot down. That Mechra bottle. He wasn't relying on this. So, Loi Simke, you shouldn't sell it really because Volte. I mean, he has a schus achilas peiris in this karke from the uncle in Alaska. But he didn't put their foot on imocha mecha kai. That is our Gemara. Just one nekude, the Rosh brings down over here. What about, if he didn't know about his uncle in Alaska? Fine. And then later, he goes to shul and you mention a mazel tov. What's the mazel tov? You know, your wife had an uncle in Alaska that left over, he didn't know this by, if I would have known, I would have married her a year ago. But now he knows about it. What happens now? So Lamaisa, the Rosh is mefalp on this, and the Rosh Lamaisa feels zois when he found out about it. Now it's nechosim yiduim. This is the din of nechosim yiduim already. So if she chapt the rein and sold it before fafalin, that's in mecha kayim. But if he found out about his nechosim, then that's the din. Nechosim yiduim mechos bot. Fine. Now we can go into a very interesting sugya with a lot of difficulties. Ahi itze, the boy de tavrechinu l'nichso migavro. So let's see what Rashi says. The boy de tavrechinu l'nichso almonois. Rashi tells us the whole story. This woman was an almona. She had a daughter. Ubos l'inose. And she wanted to get married. And she had karkois. But she didn't want this new husband. She didn't want that he should have achilas peiros. She says, he should marry her lishma, not for the peiros, for money. V'hoisa mikademes v'nois noson lebito. So she went, before she got married, she goes over to the daughter and says, tochta leiben, I'm giving you all these nechosim. Kidei, not that she's so much in love with the daughter, lahavriach schus bailo mehem, but that the husband shouldn't get a schus achilos peiros. I mean, that she didn't want. Shelo yiske behem, he shouldn't have a schus in that. He shouldn't. Shemi shemaim, he'll get peiros, and if she'll die, her yash. No. This is a zivik sheni. She's not so good hearted, so she wanted to be mavriach the nechosim from the daughter, from her husband, before she got married. This was all done before she got married. Vohidia le'edim, and she told Edim before, she'ein matone zu matone, that she doesn't mean to give it to the daughter, don't mistake, this is not a matone, ella, she'ein matone zu matone, ella lavriach. It was only given l'shem havroche that the husband shouldn't have. V'loi she'tiske bem habas imtis almen hiyotis gar. She has no intentions that if the second husband is going to die, that she gave away the nechosim to the first daughter, now she'll be left on the street without anything. Then she'll go to the first daughter, she wants back her nechosim. That she had no intentions whatsoever that this should occur. Fine. This is what she told Adam. That's what Rashi learns from. She went into the whole zibug with the left foot. So Vigarsha, he gave her a get. Finished. Asoi lekame de Rav Nachman, zot Rashi, asoi lekame de Rav Nachman, litvoye esbita lahar zelo nechosim. Now she came to Rav Nachman, the daughter is holding the nechosim, v'abasa itzi eshtal matanosa, that's what we're talking about. I have eshtal matone, you gave me, the eshtal matone without tnoim, kark is mine. Kore Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman tore up the shtah. Finished, don't show me a shtah, he tore up the shtah. Ozo Rav Onan lekame de marukve. Now Rav Onan saw this maise, this daughter's coming with a shtah, he tears up the shtah, modne maise. Omalei, marukve was the avbezn. So Omalei, Rav Onan told marukve, chazimar Nachman, Chaklo, Heichemikarei, Shitri Dinshi, this Mar Nachman, Mr. Nachman, you know, he's not a Boki Bedinim. He goes and Chaklo, Eini Boki Bedinim. He's not a Boki Bedinim. She comes with the Shtai, tears up the Shtai. That's a Paschal Dintayus. So he went to Marukve, you're the Obezen, you have to rectify the situation. Omalei, so he told him, Emily, easy gufa duvde hecha. But tell me what the story was. Let's see all the potem. You start at the end. Let's see the whole maise. Omalei, ochi vochi avas. He told them the whole story. She wanted to get married. Before she got married, he gave it to the daughter. Omalei, Stam Avreches Kamre. So this whole thing was a Stam Avreches. That means the purpose of the Shtar was that the husband shouldn't get. Hochi Omar Abchani Loi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel. Moira Hayro Ani. Shmuel said, I'm a Moira Hayro. I have a right to Paskin. He got a right from the Reish Galusa. Im Yovoi Shtar Mavreches Liyodi Ekreeno. So Shmuel said, such a case, if Yenna will come, the one who got the shtar with Abut and Nechosim, and will come and say, after Gerishin, after she became an Amone, it's my karke, I'm gonna tear up the shtar. So Memele, some Ukve told Rav Onan, I mean, there was a big Boki that also said like Rav Nachman, he has Yeshlem Ilisma. Hakoponim, what do we see so far? We see Rav Onan was against Rav Nachman, and he, and Ma'ukva told him, but Shmuel also paskin like this. Fine. Omalei Rove le Rav Nachman. Now Rove was also against Rav Nachman. He says, you bringing a raya from Shmuel. Rove knew already this member of Shmuel. Time my the leishovik inish napshe v'yoev lachin. He says pshat and Shmuel is because a person will not give away. He won't give away to a fremde, to a strange person, and leave himself on the water without anything. Bahani mili lachine avol lebrata yehiver. I mean, you can't tell to Shmuel. Shmuel is talking about a case where he gave lachine. The Hebrew tongue gave to Adore. Adore is Adore. So Rav Nachman said, no, afilohochi, b'mokim brat, anav shedifolo. Adore him, Adore her, but it's chayach ha-kaidmen. What do you mean? So that's what he answered him. Now, let us see Rashi. Moira Hiroani, Natalti Rishus, Mireish Gelusik, the Winnebrekam of the Sanhedrin, the Mahani Rishus, Luyovi Rishus, Ella Boki Bedova, the Reish Gelus only gave Rishus to Boki Bedinim. Im Yova Ishtam Avreches Luyodi, She Yirtse Hamekabo Matona Laharzik Benachosim Alpiv. The Mekabo Matona will want to hold the Nechosim with, because of the Shtar. Shiloi la'achziram le'noisim, ekreeno. Ulekame porich, now, hoyil v'lav shtoru, hayach hoyil la'avriach. Now, Rashi says, later the Gemara is going to ask, a moira de kekashe. That means, if this Matona is not ausgehalten, if the matone is not a true matone, so how did this whole thing work? So does she mean to give it, or doesn't she mean to give it? So if you tear up the shtar, so the whole shtar was a hoax, giving a matone. It's not, but I don't mean to give a matone. She don't mean to give a matone, so fine a matone, so it's on the chosim, so he gets peiris. So what was this whole thing about? When it comes to getting it back, we say, let's be realistic. It was only meant lavriach, so it was meant lavriach, it's not a matone. So the Gemara's going to ask this kasha later. Lavshto, haichoy lavriach. Omalei rove le Rav Nachman, kshekoro iso ishta eichis amachs le boho ad Shmuel, vikorat olei, taime mayom Shmuel akrenu, de lo ishovik in ishnavshei, le goma laknoisei, elo boitshu doig ma'achayrim, shelo yachziku bem. There, de lo goma laknoisei, elo boitshu doig ma'achayrim, Shalo yachziku behem. Hani mili b'nois nosom lishnoch ikal meima d'legom rabaknaya. אבל הברת יוב ולא מתון החלוט, אני מלבנוי שנוס לשנוחי, כמי מלגום רבי קנאיה, אבל הברת יוב ולא מתון החלוט. Now let us see Tosfos. Kasvesino lebrata, perish bekuntres, vohidia leidim, and she was medea eidim shalavriach miskabene. She told the eidim that her intent of giving a matona to the daughter is out of roch. Veinir le rabbeinu Yitzchok, so the riach samir de kekashe. Dem kein amai pligi Rav Onon verove ad Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman had so many people who were criticizing him and chaylik on him. Rav Onon said he doesn't know dinim, and Rav said, "Pshita the loikonza." I mean, if she told Adim before that, she would deal aidim shematona zumatona elo lahavriach for loishetiske behem. So my mailers for the sugi is doch a shrek. Venire le rabbeinu Yitzchok loy omro midi. She didn't say anything. No. I mean, this what Rashi says she told aidim is elagili milsa ba'al meike. There was a gili milsa, either she said, I'm getting married, and she goes and gives her a matone, or we see she's getting married. So memele, so you put two and two together. That means we know she's going to get married to this person, and then all of a sudden, before she gets married, oh, before I get married, I have to go and give a matone to my daughter. So now you have to read between the lines. What's the connection of the marriage to the daughter? So, Lehavi dvorim shebelev, shenem dvorim, dochavadi adovonike, shloi niskavna elo lahavriach. She only had intentions to be mavriach. The navsha adifalo kidamrinan besamuch. Fine. So that's what Taisvi says. Now, what's with Rashi? Rashi is a Shrek. So the Taisvi Srit says over here, he also asks on Rashi. So the Taisvi Srit on the first column on Daf Ayin Tes, Amid Aleph, so the Taisus Rid says, before the lines get wide, around eight lines from before it gets wide, V'nirali sheto soifahu, V'kach tzorch loima, on the right side, V'kach tzorch loima b'feirish ha-moire, V'loi ha-idiom le'edim, she didn't tell Edim, V'ishmita soifa tevis v'loi. And, okay. Okay, so then, so there's no such Rashi, Baruch Hashem. Others, I mean, the others had the skills, it's a problem. Now, before we go further, I'd like to be Ma'ore Ha'ore, and we'll see as the sugya progresses, if we have a teretz or we don't have a teretz. Let us see a few Rashis again. The first Rashi, the boy that avrechinu lenichsa, almona hoise, uboli nosei, hoise mekdemes v'neisemes lebito, why, il avriach schus baila mehem, shlo yiskebem, she wanted to be mavriach the schus baila. Shein matone zu matone, elo lahavriach, the whole purpose is lahavriach, v'loi shetiske behem habas, imtis almein oitis garish. But not that the daughter should be zoiche, imtis almein hi oitis garish. Now, let's ask a pertinent question. What happens, Kozman, she's married. What was her intent? What should it be? That means Rashi says as follows. She gave it Lavriach Schuz Bailo, that he should Neshla Yiske Behem. V'loi she tiske behem abas im tisalmein hi oit isgarish. I didn't mean to give it to her that if I'll become an almone or a grusha, that not. So, l'choire, it's nitin liheyome, and we'll see some of the Tosfos Rit Zicher learns like this, but that's how what Rashi holds, that the anansadi is, whatever it is, it's a matana lizman. I didn't mean to give it to her forever. I wanted to be bavriach for my husband. That's true. I wanted. But I didn't mean that if she'll become an almone, so then she still remain. As I vote Miggy can't learn it. Now, before we go further, let's just read a little of the Tosfos Rit and Dafayin Tesa Medalev. Let's look, Venirali, this is the top line on the first column of the Dafayin Tesa Medalev from the white columns. When it starts getting white, in the middle of the line, Venirali, Davke, Heiche de Inseve, now he says words to Tosfos Rit, she got married, V'igarshe, and she got keget, all her fears came true, havi b'teile. So then the maton is bottle, v'hodro lo nichsi, and then the nechosim go back, k'damrinin, the loishovik inish navshe, v'yoiv lachine. That means they won't, you're talking about, that's clawed. I won't give away to someone else, I'll leave myself without anything. Avol, heicha de meso b'chaye bailo. She's married, and she died b'chaye bailo. So what happens with it now? Niskaimo matanos, then the matonas are matone. Ubo oido tachas bailo, number one. And number two, and she's alive, Nami habas eichelas haperis. Shabasli peris now. Dahai umdene loyavdine lo. This whole umdene that we're saying, that what loyshovik inish navshe is when it's negeya shovik inish navshe. After geirish, and it shall be amon, then loyshovik inish navshe. Aleichet the migarsho, the less lamidi. Then we say an umdene. Avol heichet the yosvi tachas bailo. If she's yosvi tachas bailo, the islam is zoini uparnosa mi bailo. So we don't even umdene that. Now she doesn't want that it should belong to the daughter. Now she wants, so for Kelsa the daughter eats Paris now, it's the daughter's take. Period. This is a Tosfos Rit. And L'chaire, from this Rashi, it would seem like that. But we have a few Rashis. That Rashi says, Vaisem Akdemis Naisnoson Kidei Lahavriach Schuz Bailo, that's the purpose. But like this. So the Kel, it's very good. She wanted to be Mavriach. Fine. So it's like the daughters. But im tisalmen tisgarish, that not. Now let us see. Weiter. Im yovei shtar mavreches liyodi. Sheyirtzah mekarbo matone laharzik benachosim alpiv sheloy laharzirom, not to return them. Lacher means after. Ekreno. So this is part of it. This could be also. Lekamei porich hoyel v'lav shtorihu hayech hoyel avriach. Now we have a big problem. What is the kasha vayta hoyel v'lav shtore? According to the Taisus Rid we just learned, is this a problem? What do you mean hoyel v'lav shtore? Now it's a shtar. Now the peres belong to her. If the wife will die, so lemaisim, they'll belong to the daughter. And it's a shtar. It's all things. The whole umdene is that if she becomes a grusha, then there's another problem. So this Rashi, it would seem that it's nothing, that the shtar is a hoax. Nothing works. It never became the daughters. That's it seems from this Rashi. Now let's go further in Rashi. Time of my own mashmula kreenu, the loishovik inish navshe, v'loigomal, now look what Rashi says, v'loigomal lahaknoisoi, elo ba'oid shuhu doyig me'acherim. He was only gomal lahaknoisoi when he was worried about others, shelo yachziku behem. What does this mean? So that means, when were they going, when he gave the maton, she was doing from the husband, that he should be mazik in it. Then it was gomal laknoise. Is abhanim uvnais nosam. So it seems from here also, but later, not. Fine. There. For all matzovim. That was Rav Iskasha and Rav Nachman. So al koponim, the loshen, the loshenis of Rashi, the vial, are unclear. What does Rashi hold? What happens before the husband gives her a get? Is it the daughter's? Is it hers? That Rashi the Vayel is unclear. Now let's go a little further. Meisvei. So now, but we have Rav Nachman, has the backings of Shmuel. Fine. Meisvei. Horeitze shetavriach nechsel mimailo. Keitzad hi oise. Amirde kezacht is a tesefta that gives directions, instructions. What, if you want to be mavriach nechosem mimailo, keitzad hi oise. Keisevesh shta pasim lacherim. Divrei Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chachomim oimrim rotzo metzachik bo ad shetichtav loy mehayoyim ulluch she'erze. Taime de kosvo lei hochi. Lei kosvo lei hochi konane lei keyach. Now let us see. Now here we're asking Akasha and Shmuel from the Chachomim, but let us first see what this Barais is speaking about. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if a woman wants to be mavrich on the chosen from her husband, so she should write a shtar pasim. Shtar piyusim. A shtar with piyusim. Shemefaisosoi lekabul matone zu lavkia schus bailo. Koidem nisuim, you should be mekabel this matone of kies chus bailo koidem nisuim, v'loi sheyiske mekabel zebehem. You shouldn't be zeiche, you should just be mekabel this matone lav kies chus bailo. But now you should be zeiche. This is very unclear, but let's go a little further. Now the Chachamim said, Imrotza ha-mekabel hazeh mitzachik bo. That's a good umachzik behen elomis. That means if you'll say this nusach
of Shtar Pasim, the Rashi said before, so the person who wears the matone is marsing by my lomis, and he can laugh at her, and whatever you said was worthless. I'm keeping it. Asher tichtoiv, till you write something in the Shtar. So, let's try to understand, so what's the Shtar Pasim? I think the Shtar Pasim was, the Shtar was a Shtar Matone. And you looked at the Nusach Shtar, the Shtar says, I'm giving you a Matone. This and this, that's what's said in the Shtar. Shtar Piyusim, Shemefaisosoi lekabo matana zu lafkia veloy sheyiske. That means I'm giving the shtar, and I'm telling over this person, you know, I'm giving you the shtar, and I'll tell you the truth. Now I'm giving you the shtar because I want to be mafkia the schus for my husband, but I don't want you should be zeiche in the matana. Now, this nusach is a very nice nusach for someone you can trust. That means that here we're working completely, there was no t'nai in the matone. I'm giving you a shtar matone. So you look in the shtar says, sodazu mesunaloch, period. That's what it says in the shtar. But I was giving you, now take the shtar and I'll tell you, you know, I'm giving it to you because I don't want my husband to have, but I wouldn't want that you should be zeich in it. So Yenna takes the shtar, and I says, I hear very good what you wouldn't want, but I want to be zeich with it. And you told me you wouldn't want, fine. I hear what you wouldn't want, but I'll tell you what I want. I want to be zeich, fine. And I have the last laugh. So that is what the Chachamim are tying to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this shtar is a shtar kinyan. Then the shtar doesn't say anything. Shtar pasim, a shtar that came with piyusim. Ache tichtoiv. So how can you make this thing work legally? Bishtar ze mehayoyim nesunim lecho ulech she'erze. If you write in the shtar, this is yours, mehayoyim, ulch she'erze, so the Rashba says, pshad according to Rashi, that means, when I will say, let me say over the Loshna Rashba, Loi havi matone achetoima befeirish lipsoif roitza ani. I'm giving you a shtar, but we write in the shtar, achetichtoiv bishtar, that this is written black and white in the shtar. We're not speaking, where this is written in the shtar. Mehayoim nisunim loch, this karke is yours from today. If I say I want it should be yours, that means you have to hear a yes from me. Kozman, you don't hear a yes, the shtar is worthless. That means, but if you hear a yes, it's yours. Me'ayim. Yesh kan havrochem mibaylo. Now it is havrochem mibaylo. Shimboliskois. If he'll come to be zeiche in the karke. Toimani roitz, I want it. I want it finished. I want it. So this is for us from today. Ani roitz bimatone. V'nimtzo kayemes l'mafreya. V'imzeh shenichtza shitokeya v'husband. V'imzeh shenichtza v'shtar yovi laharzik. Toimani, ani roitz. She said, I don't want. It's yours only if I want. Now. Dayela Sashacher writes on this Rashi as follows. Yesh la'ayin im achrei shebo habal v'omre roitza ani b'matone. If she can now tell the boss, I don't want. So it could be, that means could be, the shtar works for one baldovo. That means the one she gets the trouble with first, and let's say Tati L'Reyes says she won't have tzaras on both of them. So he wants to say that means that by writing L'Ch'she'erze Al Kaponim, she can take care of one Baldova. That's what she can take care. If the Baal wants to come and be an Askin, she'll say Erze. So you're taken care of. If the Baas will come and say that she wants to keep it, I'll say Lo Erze. Or if both come, then it's Fafalan. Then you have to see who the first one was, and the second one automatically you win. That's one side he has in Rashi, and that's understandable. But Al Kaponim, it's an accomplishment. She has something in her hands. The tiny Gekoyshim Gamliel, Shtapasim, it Piyusim, it does. Piyusim is as good Arab Yom Kippur for Mechila, but when it comes to Geld, your Piyusim is worthless. Or the Ayelos HaShacha says, the Chol HaPam Yochel Litchis HaShayni. It could be like a merry-go-round. You can, this one you say Erze, this one you say Lo Erze. How this works, I haven't the faintest idea.